receiving essential services. Relying on diesel incurs a high CO2 emissions bill too. But it doesn't have to be this way. Partnering with the private sector is essential. Humanitarian organisation, but it doesn't have to be this way. Partnering with the private sector is essential. Humanitarian organisations are now working with energy companies and are switching to renewables. Solar power is helping hospitals save money, and patients are now working with energy companies and are switching to renewables. Solar power is helping hospitals save money and provide better services. The Moving Energy Initiative and Cube Energy installed solar systems in Tide Better Services. The Moving Energy Initiative and Cube Energy installed solar systems in two clinics in Kakuma Camp, Kenya. They now consume less diesel. Kakuma Camp, Kenya. They now consume less diesel. Many refugees live in cities and use local hospitals and schools. Many refugees live in cities and use local hospitals and schools. A Jordanian renewable energy company and the Moving Energy Initiative revamped the water heating systems in Mafra. A Jordanian renewable energy company and the Moving Energy Initiative revamped the water heating systems in Mafraq Hospital. Their patients have almost doubled since 2012. Hot water is now available all year round. And the energy bill is lower. Renewable energy also lights community areas. The Renewable Energy for Refugees project has Intel Energy also lights community areas. The Renewable Energy for Refugees project has installed 185 solar-powered streetlights in three camps in Rwanda. Women who run shops can now work after nightfall. 85 solar-powered streetlights in three camps in Rwanda. Women who run shops can now work after nightfall. They're no longer worried about their safety once it's dark. And they have more customers and a higher income. Supported by the IKEA Foundation and implemented by Practical Action and UNHCR. The project works with the IKEA Foundation and implemented by Practical Action and UNHCR. The project works with energy companies and communities to provide clean energy access to refugees in Rwanda and Jordan. Change is possible.
Microphones. So before we get to the panel discussion, I want to introduce. You to someone you may have heard referenced this morning by the German foreign minister in his speech, and that is Mohammed Chikani. And Mohammed is an engineer currently doing his PhD on the effects of climate change on water resources. He's from Syria. Mohammed is an engineer currently doing his PhD on the effects of climate change on water resources. He's from Syria. He fled to Lebanon in 2013 and now lives in Germany. And so I wanted to hear from you, Mohammed. He fled to Lebanon in 2013 and now lives in Germany. And so I wanted to hear from you, Mohammed, as a refugee in Lebanon, you weren't living in camps, but you visited them. How would you describe the state of, and as a refugee in Lebanon, you weren't living in camps, but you visited them. How would you describe the state of energy provision for the end user, so to speak?
Am I in? Okay, good. Yeah.
So, the end user, so to speak.
So, thank you, Hiba. I was living also nearby a camp, and I should say that the. Thank you, Hiba. I was living also nearby a camp, and I should say that the entire situation of energy supply in some of the camps that were basically